BBC News with Rosemary Crick. Israel has launched further airstrikes against Hamas military positions in the Gaza Strip in retaliation for Palestinian rocket attacks on southern Israel. The Israelis say they hit sites where weapons were being made and ammunition was being stored. Tensions have increased sharply between Israel and the Palestinians since President Trump recognised Jerusalem as the Israeli capital on Wednesday. The Honduras Electoral Tribunal has begun a partial recount of votes following allegations of fraud from the main opposition candidate in last month's presidential poll. Votes from nearly 5,000 ballot boxes are being recounted, but Salvador Nasralla is demanding a full recount or fresh elections. An investigation by an American newspaper has suggested that the number of people who've died in Puerto Rico as a result of Hurricane Maria is far higher than the official data suggests. The authorities on the US island say 62 people were killed by the storm in September, but the New York Times says the true number dying could be more than 1,000. The US Special Counsel Robert Mueller has produced evidence that Donald Trump's former campaign manager, Paul Manafort, breached a gagging order by drafting an opinion piece about himself for a Ukrainian newspaper. He is facing charges which include money laundering. Voters in the Indian state of Gujarat are taking part in the first round of elections today, which are being seen as a key test of the popularity of the Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Gujarat is Mr. Modi's home state, which he governed for 13 years before he became India's Prime Minister 3 years ago. An entire village in Germany will be put up for auction in Berlin later today. The hamlet of Alvina in the former East Germany consists of a dozen buildings and has about 20 mainly elderly residents left. Bidding at the auction will start at just under $150,000. BBC News.